When the band is swinging, we both feel like singing. It's not the kind of music that makes us very proud. When we say it's pretty, we mean pretty loud.
We could go to the beach along this road and spend our vacation there.
That'd be nice.
Or we could go this way and try the mountains.
I'd like that, too.
Hiya, Fred. Wilma, what are you doing?
Hi, Barney. Betty, come on in.
We're trying to decide where to go on our vacation.
Oh, there's a pretty lake near Stone Mountain.
Yeah. Or you could go water skiing at Hyannis Stone.
And there's always Niagara Rock Falls.
Yeah, that's a good place.
It's a lovely drive to Brick Creek.
That's another goody good place. Hey, look. I win. You want to play best two out of three, Fred?
Hey, you know what I'd really like to do? Stay right here for the whole week.
Stay here?
Sure. You got a nice place. I can have a whole week of peace and quiet right here. What's wrong with that?
But, Fred...
And what's more, the $80 we saved up could go in the bank.
I think that's wonderful.
You do?
Absolutely. It's your vacation, and you do anything you want.
Wilma, you are a peach.
Take the money down to the bank right now before you change your mind.
Yeah, good idea. Come on, Barney.
All right, Wilma, what's going on?
Oh, it's just that I'm a thoughtful wife, anxious to do anything that pleases my husband.
Sure. And then there's the one about Goldilocks and the three bears. Come on, tell the truth.
Well...
Come on.
Well, there's a fur neck piece in Stack's window, and it just happens to cost $80.
Wilma Flintstone, you're just terrible. Why couldn't I think of something like that?
It's perfect. Fred gets his cozy vacation at home, and I get that cozy fur neck piece. Wish me luck, Betty.
Good luck, Wilma.
Yes, sir, that Wilma's a great girl. You see how quickly she agreed with me? You know how that makes me feel.
No, but it would make me feel very nervous.
Your trouble, Barney, is you're too suspicious. Come on, let's go.
Just a minute, fellas. You've got company.
Here we are, Bedrock National Bank.
I wonder if they give free samples.
Come on, Barney. Let's get into the bank before this parking meter takes all my money.
I hope Stack still has that fur piece.
I wish I had a lot more than this.
I don't know, Fred. You know what they say about money. It only turns your head.
Sure. And I like facing in that direction.
Morning, Mr. Flintstone.
There you are, 80 big ones to add to the Flintstone family fortune. How much does that give me altogether?
Counting this 80, you have 81. I'll put it in the vault.
You just dabba-dabba-do that. Okay, Barn, let's go.
You want to put something into the vault?
Uh-uh.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Now, what can I do for you?
I'm Mrs. Flintstone. I'd like to take out $80.
Oh, no. This is not going to be my day.
Who needs to go away for a vacation? Right, Barney?
Right, Fred. You have everything here. A jug of cactus juice, a tiger skin hammock, and me.
Yes, sir. All Fred's smart brains have beat the system. 80 clams in the bank, and a week of peace and quiet.
Says here a convention's coming to town. Hundreds of musicians from all over the world. There will be all kinds of marching bands and parades. Hey, that must be them coming now. Boy, I love a parade.
Get me out of here! Help! Help!
Gee, my best friend swallowed by a tiger. I'll save your friend!
Hurry up, will you?
Hang on, Fred. I'll clobber him. Boy, I really flattened him, didn't I?
And I'm gonna flatten you.
What's all that racket?
There's a musicians' convention in town. They'll be having parades here all week.
All week?
If that's going on all week, I'm not gonna be here. I'm getting that dough back out of the bank, and we're taking our vacation out of town.
How do you like my new fur piece, Betty?
I like it fine, Wilma. The question is, how is Fred going to like it?
Oh, he'll like it. After all, we weren't using the money for anything.
Wilma?
I'll run along.
Okay, and thanks for watching the baby.
Come on, pack your bags. We're going to spend our vacation in the country.
What?
There's a noisy music convention in town, so we're getting out of town.
Well, where are you going now?
Down to the bank to get our $80 out. Hey, what's that you're wearing?
What? Oh, this old thing? Just something out of the attic.
Oh. Well, I better go get our vacation money.
Oh, dear. Maybe Betty can help me. Betty! Betty!
Oh, hi, Wilma. I'm just trying my new steam iron.
Hot stuff. Watch it. Hot stuff.
Betty, I'm in terrible trouble. Do you think you could lend me
$80? $80? Are you kidding? As the wife of Diamond Jim Rubble, I don't have 80 cents.
Oh, dear. Fred's decided he wants to go away on a vacation after all.
Well, he can always spend 2 glorious weeks admiring your new fur.
Be serious, Betty. Fred will be leaving for the bank any minute now.
Oh, excuse me, Wilma. Someone's at the door. Yes?
Good afternoon. I am Ingemar Eriksson. This is my brother, Ole.
Yeah, Ole Eriksson, at your service.
And my brother, Sven.
Ole Eriksson, at your service.
No, he is Ole. You are Sven.
He is Ole. You are Sven.
Oh, boy. We are wondering if you have a room to rent until Sunday.
A room?
Yeah, we come from Sweden for the music festival, and the hotels are all filled up. We will pay anything, anything.
The house next door is available until Sunday. Could you pay $80?
Oh, that is a little expensive, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, that is expensive.
Say something.
Yes, Ole, you are Sven. Yes, Ole, you are Sven.
Oh, boy. Okay, we take it.
You can move in an hour.
Good, we go get our bags.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Ole, you are Sven. Yes, Ole, you are Sven. Yes, Ole, you are Sven.
Hurry, Betty. I just got to get to the bank before Fred.
Well, there he is up ahead. Hang on, Wilma. We'll pass him.
Wow, what was that?
I'll be right back. Flintstone, $80 deposit.
Oh, promise me you're not gonna take it out again.
I promise.
Good. I'll deposit it for you.
Hurry, Betty. We made it just in time.
Oh, no.
The name's Flintstone. I want my 80 bucks.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
Well, there it is. How do you like it? I rented it from the Rolling Stone Trailer Company.
It's lovely, Fred. Let's go.
We can drive up to Jelly Rock Park. It'll be nice and quiet there.
Stop at the Flintstone place. He's the head driver.
Yes, sir.
If we're going, let's go, Fred. Come on.
Okay, Wilma. Quiet vacation. Here we come.
Flintstone residence.
Everybody out.
Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail as our trailer goes rolling along.
Papa, Papa,
cool. The girl pebbles as our trailer goes rolling along.
Fred, it's beautiful.
Yes, sir, this is it. Peace and quiet.
Howdy, folks.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Ranger.
Just wanted to tell you they're building a new road, and they'll be using a little... dynamite.
How long will that be going on?
Not long, just another week or two.
What's that?
We'll also be thinning out the trees for the next few weeks.
Cutting down the trees? Oh, and I wanted a quiet vacation.
Come on, Fred. There's a nice supper in the picnic basket.
Oh, boy. At least this noise hasn't affected my appetite.
Timber!
Oh, boy. What else can happen?
Now you see. Why, I'm smarter than the average Fred Flintstone boo-boo. Yay! The fastest way I know to get a picnic basket.
Fred, the basket's gone.
Oh, it figures.
You folks all right?
Yeah, thanks. I never heard such thunder.
That's not thunder, that's dynamite. Now that's thunder. Enjoy your vacation.
Oh, sure. Peace and quiet. Wilma, let's go home.
Home? But we can't go... I mean, we shouldn't.
You want to spend a week here listening to that thunder?
Dynamite.
Okay, dynamite.
That was thunder.
You really want to stay here?
Oh, we'll get used to it. No point in rushing home. Not until Sunday. Why don't you get some rest?
Rest? Oh, boy. Yes, sir, that Wilma sure is a spunky girl. Sticking it out here just so she won't ruin my vacation. It kind of chokes me up. Imagine going through all this just for me. But I know she'd rather be home. So that's exactly where we're going. Sleep tight, honey. You'll wake up in your own little bed in the morning. Isn't that cute? No point waking him. I'll let him sleep. I'm starved. I think I'll go in and have a little snack.
Ollie's hungry.
Sure, good to be home. Oops, need a knife and fork. Huh? Thought I put some food there. Oh, well.
Hey, where you got that?
In the living room.
Oh, need salt.
Oh, boy, Sven is hungry.
What? I must have eaten it, but I'm still hungry. I better get to bed. Is that you, honey?
He is only. I am Sven. No! Wilma! Wilma! Wilma!
Where are you, Fred?
I'm down here. There's a prowler sleeping in my bed.
There's no one in your bed, Fred.
I mean in the house. I drove home while you were asleep.
Oh, no.
Hello there.
Who's he?
That's your prowler, Fred. Wait, come back. I can explain everything.
I don't need any explanation. I'm just going to pick him up and throw him out of the house. All right, Wilma, if you insist, I'm ready to listen.
Well, it's a long story, Fred. You see...
It just isn't right, Bonnie. I gotta stay in my driveway while three strangers live it up in my house.
But I promised them, and there's nowhere else they can go.
Hey, wait a minute, Fred. I got a great idea. Pull the trailer over, and you can live in my driveway.
Oh, that's great. You're a lot of help.
Well, how about sicking Dino in there to chase him out?
Ah, now that is an idea, Bonnie. Dino boy. Huh? Go sick him, boy. Get in there and chase him away. Don't know why I didn't think of this before.
Hey, it's awful quiet in there.
They're probably petrified with fear. I'll go in and hold Dino and give him a chance to run for it.
Isn't that cute? The little pooch likes Swedish meatballs. He wants another one.
Dino! No, 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 Dino! How do you like that? But my own dog, a traitor. He was gonna bite me.
Dino probably mistook you for another meatball.
Hey, there's one thing we haven't tried. Suppose it's so noisy around here they can't sleep. They'll be glad to move out.
We make the noise, huh?
Sure. We'll give them a serenade. You on the horn, me on the skins.
Hey, where will we play?
Right here in the garage.
Okay, I'll go get my horn.
All right, we'll blast him right back to Sweden.
A one and a two and a three.
When the band is swinging, we both feel like singing. It's not the kind of music that makes us very proud. When we say it's pretty, we mean pretty loud.
Come on, Bonnie, let's go over to your house.
Listen to that racket. They'll have the cops here.
Hey, that's what we should have done in the first place. We'll get the cops to yank them out of there.
You're going to call the police?
No, you're going to call them. After all, I can't ask the police to raid my own place.
But gosh, Fred, are you...
Nothing can go wrong, Barney. I'll back you up all the way. It worked. The cops are putting them in the paddy wagon.
Now, look, Barn. Wilma and I will go right down to the police station. You wait a few minutes, then come busting in and make the complaint. Remember, you gotta be mean and mad.
Mean and mad. Okay, Fred, I'll be mean and mad.
All right. What's the charge?
Now, these men were disturbing the peace, Your Honor.
They sure were.
Now, Fred.
Who are you? I own the house,
please,
Fred.
Please, sir. It was not his fault. He is our friend. He's a wonderful man.
How's that?
We are strangers in this country, far from our home and people. This man and his wife took us into their home. He has been very kind to us. He gave us his little pet Dino. He serenaded us with music, and all on his vacation time.
But fellas...
And now he and his wife have come out at night to try and help us. All I know is that the world would be a better place if there were only more kind people like the Flintstones.
But this charge, the noise...
Well, we did not realize it was so late, Your Honor. We were busy making up a song about the Flintstones.
Really? Let's hear it.
Okay, boys, hit it.
We had a Koki Fred Helle, we had a Fridi i vårt kjelle, vi hade kaffe med doppa och radio med Tore Skogman. Sen fick vi televisionen, då blev det en annan zon. Nu är vår tillvaro fylld av en jublande. Vilma, här kommer Vilma. Jabba dabba, vi har blivit så primitiva så det går snart inte att beskriva. Vi Vilma, här kommer Vilma. Jabba dabba, håll för öronen och ge hals ut i en stenålderse vals. Jabba dabba 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 du.
I'd like to get my hands on the crank who had these talented boys arrested.
His name was Rubble, Your Honor.
My name is Rubble. I'm mean and I'm mad. And I demand justice be done.
I agree with you. 5 days in jail.
5 days, huh? Well, that ain't half enough. How am I doing, Fred?
Barney, shh. You're right. Make it 10 days. Take him away.
Hey! What's going on?
You heard me. 10 days or $50.
Fred, how much of our vacation money is left?
But Wilma... Oh, well. Your Honor, I'll pay his fine.
Release the prisoner.
You see? Friendly Fred Flintstone helps everybody. 3 cheers for Fred Flintstone.
Yabba dabba doo.
Here's Orly. I'm Sven.
Jabba-dabba, vi har blivit så primitiva så det går snart inte att vi skriva.
Aj, 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 Vilma, I love my Vilma.
Jabba-dabba, håll för öronen och ge hals ut i en stenålders vals.
Jabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba.